Hi, guys.
Hello, everyone.
How are you ladies doing?
Ladies.
We're good. How are you? It's been a while. So excited
it's
to be back.
We were talking, I think it's been like exactly a year.
You're joking.
Whoa.
Time's
I think
not
it
real.
Has.
Like, that is crazy.
That
right?
does not feel like a year.
And no,
I
that
thought
doesn't.
It was
at all.
Feel like a couple months.
No, yeah. I think it was last August.
That's
I think
crazy.
Right before spooky season.
It was before spooky season.
It was before. Yeah.
Oh my gosh!
Now I'm coming back into spooky season.
Wow, I'm shook right now. I just cannot believe that's been a year.
I know.
But a lot happens in a
well,
year.
Well, here we are. Yes,
time flies. I'm Meg.
I'm Raina,
and we are with Lunatic Suit Podcast out in good old Washington.
Yep, Seattle, Washington, ish, south of Seattle.
Although I do wish I was. I wish I was near Salem.
I've never been to Seattle. She wants to visit, but yeah. But we do all things wild, weird, and unknown. So we are hauntings,
paranormal,
cryptids,
all of those fun stuff. A lot like you guys, but
very
we talk
similar.
About ciders instead of coffee.
Yeah, ciders instead of coffee, and exactly. We're slightly more inappropriate than Joy and Alexia, but that's fine.
It's fine. No, we love the inappropriate
it. I love
jokes,
it.
Though.
I know.
Like
I know.
That's what brings everything together.
Exactly.
It's spooky and inappropriate at one.
I love it. We love that.
We definitely have to like meet up at some point
yeah.
because I feel like we'd have a lot of fun, but we have to plan
like
that
a halfway
in the books
point,
like off the yeah,
you know?
Off yeah, yeah.
I know we were talking about doing that hotel that was a Stanley. Was
the
that
Stanley.
The Stanley Last Hotel? Yes.
Yeah. I still feel like we should do it.
I still
yes.
want to go to
I think
Salem.
So too.
And
yeah.
well yeah, there you go. So if you guys come this way, let us know.
We will, absolutely.
But so today we're talking about
speaking of spooky stuff.
Yes.
Haunted bars.
Haunted bars.
I like this.
This is a good
right?
last time we discussed the Stanley Hotel, then this time we all chose a different haunted bar to do,
yes.
which is so
yes.
fun.
Yes.
And there's a bunch, at least here in Massachusetts for sure.
Oh my gosh, there's so many.
There's
yeah.
a lot of them.
Right? There was a ton. I chose one that we've been to just because I like the environment of it. So I was like, you know what, that's perfect.
Well, I chose one that I've been to, too, but it's more like a tavern.
Yeah. I chose one that in Washington, I've never been to it, but now that I've done this, I'm like, we are going.
Are we?
Yes. And
okay.
I will talk more about it when we read, but it's not far from us.
Okay.
We're going.
I have
so
one in Wisconsin. I've never been.
You got one in Wisconsin? Meg just went wild. She's like... We're going to go Milwaukee.
That'd be interesting.
I know.
What's in Milwaukee?
I don't know.
What is in Milwaukee?
Oh, I'll tell you.
Just
okay,
cheese?
Well, we're...
Cheese and killers, man.
Oh,
go,
yes.
great.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, do you want to start us off, Meg? Because
yeah, who wants to start? I
feel
yes,
like you.
Please.
Me?
Yes,
okay.
You go.
All right. I am going to talk about Shaker's Cigar Bar in Milwaukee,
ooh.
Wisconsin.
Okay.
I'm going to spare you all the Wayne's World joke because I'm sure it's been said 10,000 times. You have no idea what I'm talking about, do you?
No, what is it? Is it based in Milwaukee? I don't remember. I've seen it, but I don't recall.
When Alice Cooper comes out and he's like, Milwaukee. And it's this whole, okay, never mind. Forget it. Wrong.
What was that? Cut off the joke. It didn't work.
Didn't work. I tried.
We'll have to Google after.
Yeah. See, I'm not the only one. It's just you, Megan.
I'm going to put that sound bite in the end of this episode of Alice
do.
Cooper
so
saying,
funny.
Milwaukee.
I love it. Do it.
So this bar was featured on the show Dark Tourist, which is I watched it when it was on Netflix, and holy crap, that is a fascinating show.
Is it?
It was
yeah.
only
Dark
one season.
Tourist?
Dark Tourist. Yeah.
I'm ready
he
to
goes
go down.
To like the creepy destinations around
Ooh.
The world. Yeah.
That's fun.
COVID hit and then I think the show stopped, but
yeah.
still.
Aww.
Absolutely fascinating. The city of Milwaukee was founded in 1846, and obviously it has a sullied history. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. Before the building went up, the land was used as a cemetery for indigenous natives of Milwaukee, which off
man.
To a great start. And
yes,
in 1894, right? In 1894, the land was commissioned to be a brewery.
Okay.
Okay. Mm. After a few decades, the building was bought by two brothers in 1922. Their names were Frank and Al Capone.
Al Capone.
What do I, this sounds very familiar.
It's gonna be good.
So Salvador Frank Capone was an Italian-American mobster who was part of an attempted takeover of Cicero, Illinois by the Chicago Outfit, which is like Chicago crime family.
Yep.
And Al Capone, who's
crime family
better known, he was sometimes known by the nickname Scarface.
We've never heard that before. Never.
Yeah. And he was, he was a prominent, right? He was a prominent gangster in the Prohibition era. And he co-founded, he was the co-founder and boss of the Chicago crime family from 1925 to 1931. Upstanding guy, like great guy. So they bought the building, turned it into a speakeasy during Prohibition in the 1920s. And they obviously didn't advertise that because it was prohibited. So it was a soda bottling shop.
Oh, yeah.
Which is very Milwaukee. Soda bottling.
I believe that.
Like, having a good time. Yeah. No? Okay.
I was jamming along, but I don't know why you stopped.
Megan and I gotta Google a lot of things tonight.
That's fine. So you can not only be a customer at the bar, but they also, like today, you can be a customer at the bar, and then they offered tours with the whole backstory. You go through the building, you tell the spooky tales of the locations that you're visiting. There's one tour called the Cream City Cannibal Tour.
Whoa, this is getting dark. I've had enough darkness for today.
Well, they won't do anything with me because I have tattoos, so they don't like people with tattoos.
Oh,
okay. It's true because they can recognize your body.
There you go.
Exactly.
Well, I have the tattoos too, so you and I are safe.
So Joy, we're toast. We're chopped liver.
Me too. I'm good.
Oh no, she's got tattoos too. No, you're screwed.
So it is called that because one of their former customers was Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh, my God. That's exactly the guy I was thinking about as we're talking about this.
Yikes.
Yeah. Wow. So that's why they call it that. There's a lot of spirits in this place. Some are very known with very known backstories, and some aren't. They're just there. Yeah. They're just there to cause chaos. We have a little girl named Elizabeth, and she was known to reside on the first floor, in the first floor women's bathroom. Guests will often hear a little girl laughing just outside the bathroom stall or inside of a bathroom door. Sometimes if they're washing their hands or in the mirror, they'll like see her for a quick second, like this little girl in the bathroom, and then she's gone. Or if they're in the stall, they'll hear little footsteps running around outside the stall door.
Oh no!
Like tea and a fright.
I mean, yeah, that sounds like fun.
Elizabeth likes to move things around, especially things that are on the counter in the bathroom. So if you put down your lipstick or something, she'll just move it around. So she was a small child in the area before the building was even there, and she would play when it was the cemetery. And she climbed a tree and fell, and she died instantly. And it was said that she never left.
That's sad.
Wow. She just stayed there.
That's terrible.
It is, but it's also fascinating that she's still there with the building up because she wasn't there when it was a building.
I mean, we've heard things of that before. I think it depends on the area and like what's going on, but like, yeah, they linger and then it goes up and they're like, oh, look, a place where I can hang out with people.
Yeah.
Exactly. Especially with this, because apparently I've heard to them will just look like a bright light. And so they get attracted to that. So they're like, ooh, light, you know? So they're like, you know, they kind of like, they get attracted to you apparently.
Yeah.
So they see us as auras. I guess I could explain it better.
That's interesting.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, I've heard the theory that they, we're the dead ones. They don't know
that they're
dead and we're the ghost to them.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Especially in like a house setting.
Like, especially older guys, ones where they can move stuff around and are there. Like,
And how many times do we wonder if that's just a different timeline?
Right.
True. We've talked about that too.
Yeah.
Wow.
So next we have Molly Brennan, and she was a 16-year-old Irish girl who worked as a prostitute in the 1920s. In 2001, the bar went through some renovations and a pile of bones was discovered. They took the bones to research and they found half the bones were animal and the other half were human remains. And so they believed those were the remains of Molly. This is because the bones were at least 70 years old, and that would put it in the right timeline of the 1920s. In later Prohibition years, when the bar was run by the Capone brothers, while the bottom floor was the speakeasy soda shop, the two upper floors were a brothel.
Obviously.
Yeah, of course.
Floor two was known as the fluffer floor.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm waiting for you to explain it because I don't want to.
A fluffer is the person they prep the
gentlemen.
They prep the gentlemen for the main event. They're the preppers. They're the.
I literally fluffed.
That's an interesting
way of... head. I literally just saw you. Have you guys watched like Beauty and the Beast? And there's that one character, like the French one with like the
dust. Yes.
You know, like the dust.
Yeah, she's the whatever it is.
Yeah, like whatever the duster or whatever.
That's no PG the fluffer version.
Is. Yeah, the fluffer is the one who helps get them ready for the main show. Oh, they're the pre situation, if you will.
Gross. The fact that it's like a whole preparation.
I know. Wow, that's crazy.
Also, the fact that she looks at me to explain it, I'm like, all right,
I'm not doing it.
But the fact that it needed a fluffer, like that's hilarious. Like what's happening?
Oh God, we've talked about it before with something else, and that's too funny. I feel like someone had to explain to me what a fluffer was, and that's the only reason I know what it is.
Well, yeah, someone had to explain
it
to me, too.
Well, no, but I mean, like, recently, like, or it was on the podcast or something, and I didn't know what it was.
I think it was our favorite kindergarten teacher, Mrs. Brown.
Oh, that's what God. It was. It was our kid's kindergarten teacher. That's who it was.
That's hilarious.
Not our kid's teacher. We're friends with her now.
She's our bestie. This was on a night out.
Yes.
It's like, that's
exactly what it was. That makes sense now. Got it.
So fluffer is like a modern day Viagra, pretty much.
But as a human.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, where was I? Okay, so the upper floor, like the very top floor, was where the A-girls were located. And Molly Brennan was considered an A-girl, like one of the main moneymakers of the establishment. Oh, okay. One night, Molly was paid a visit from her ex-boyfriend named Patrick, and he wanted her to leave prostitution and run away with him. She wanted this, but she was also afraid to leave her employers, obviously. The biggest mob boss in Chicago.
The bones.
Yeah.
Right? And she was also torn because in her life now, it was very luxurious, very glamorous. She had everything she needed. And if she ran away with Patrick, she'd have nothing. So she decided to stay. Patrick did not give up. And he kept coming back to beg her to leave with him.
Oh, my goodness, Patrick.
And, right? One time he came back. Yeah, he was love struck.
Yeah, so, maybe stupid.
Maybe stupid because this is Al Capone.
Yeah,
right.
So one time he came back and found Molly in bed with someone. That someone happened to be his father.
Oh, that we should write a book about that.
Like, right? Whoa. So you have to understand how this building's laid out to get to the third floor. You have to go into the back and go up a stairwell, and the stairwell has a bodyguard, like a bouncer.
Yeah.
And so the bouncer that night was named Sam. And later that night, Molly, Patrick, and Sam were all found dead. No one knows exactly what happened. But it is believed that Patrick murdered Molly in a fit of rage for sleeping with his father. And then something like maybe Patrick killed Sam for witnessing it, or Sam came and killed Patrick. They ended up killing each other.
Yeah.
Something happened. They have no idea how the three of them died. I mean, it's pretty obvious how Molly died, but they have no idea how Patrick and Sam died.
Dang.
Wow. That's crazy.
Today, Molly still hangs out at Shakers, as well as Sam and Patrick. All three of them. Like a happy family.
Oh, good.
And you can actually stay in the room where this all happened.
No, thank you.
Let's go.
Yeah.
So, according to the owner... Yeah, right. According to the owner, only about 10% of the people who stay there make it through the night.
Oh,
they hear talking throughout the night. They can't figure out where the voices are coming from. There's bumps and bangs on the wall in adjoining rooms and a woman with heels walking around the floor and the general feeling of someone next to you. And sometimes that someone will even get into bed with you.
Oh.
Okay, okay, now I kind of want to go because I want to see if I can beat the 10%.
Oh, I
know. I know, right? Exactly. You're
going in expecting. Wouldn't you want to go into it expecting it and then you just
yeah, and then say? If you got nothing, I'd be pissed.
Right. I know.
Yeah.
Right? So there's a lot of personal experiences that you can find on our favorite Reddit.
Yeah.
One of them, I liked this one. So by Tiempo for Reddit Milwaukee, we'd stayed overnight about 10 years ago. Don't know if it's still available now. It is. We got pretty schnookered. That's why I run into
Reddit. Schnookered?
No, it says schnookered.
Huh.
We got pretty schnookered on absinthe in the bar before retiring to the apartment. When we woke up in the morning, our shoes were stacked in an upright pile in the middle of the living room.
Dang.
Oh. I love that. Well. I love that. Oh, and this one says, Shaker sucks. Owners encourage bartenders to sleep with patrons in the room upstairs.
What? Oh, that's crazy.
Maybe there's still some brothel.
Maybe
going
there's
on.
Still some stuff going on. Yeah, that's my little story on Shaker's Bar.
Still want to go.
Oh, thank goodness. That's crazy.
Right, me too. Wait, what was that word again? Schnookered?
Schnookered.
I got schnookered at the bar. Is that, can you say that?
So I've heard
schnocker. Schnocker.
Oh, that's weird.
But this one, schnookered.
I feel like when you're snooky and you get fucked up, like schnookered.
Right?
I like schnookered. Personally, I think schnookered works.
I just say schnookered all the time.
Potato, schnookered. Potato.
Potato. Apricot, apricot.
Apricot, apricot.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Well, one of you guys, Joy, do you want to go or Alexia? Which?
I can go next. Sure. All right. Take so mine is about the White Horse Tavern in Newport, Rhode Island.
I know this one.
Yes. Awesome.
I'm excited.
So I was actually there last December. Or like December of 2023. So White Horse Tavern was built in 1673. So it's pretty old.
Oh.
As old as I could get.
Wow.
But I mean, that's pretty much, you know, all of like New England's harbor line, you know, from Salem all the way down. So that's, it is known as America's oldest tavern, which is still in business to this day.
Wow.
Very expensive, may I add.
Dang.
And they definitely
have to pay for all that upkeep.
Yeah, right?
Yes, exactly. Yes, definitely. It's actually number 5 on the list of 10 most haunted bars in the country.
Wow.
I did not know that.
Yes, it is. Wow. So it's got a very rich history. I'm so sorry to say you. This tavern / bar wore many hats. At one point, it actually served as a courthouse.
Oh.
A private residence and also a meeting place during the Revolutionary War. So the Revolutionary War, during that time, it actually hosted a lot of different visitors, from founding fathers to pirates to sailors to German troops that were hired by the British Army to help fight for them during the American Revolution, is like really, really, really crazy. I don't know. It's like all the, you know, when you walk in there, it's like, especially if you like are a little bit open, you walk in and you're just like, oh my gosh, like who has walked here before, you know, to just hits you like a face.
I'm sure, yeah.
I want to experience that place.
When I walked in, I was just like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Like I was in awe. I'm like taking pictures of everything. It's just, and there's like 2 floors, so you can go all the way up to dine or stay on the bottom floor. But I definitely suggest the top floor because it has like creepy haunting vibes for sure. Some of the reports by guests and the employees themselves include being touched on the shoulder. They hear footsteps when nobody's around, like tapping. Did I say that already? I think I did.
Mm-hmm.
There is an older gentleman in colonial clothing that's been seen lurking around. A sailor who died on the premises, not sure when. But some reports say that it was while he was renting a room upstairs in the 1700s.
Okay.
There's a small girl who is often heard crying, and a woman who floats above one of the dining tables, which this was my favorite. I did not see her floating, but I definitely want to go back and see if I can spot that one. Because that would be cool.
That like would floating be really in what way? Is she She's like laying floating flat? Like,
I think so. I think that's what he meant. Like floating right above like one of the the dining tables. When I was, so I dined there with my kids back in December of 2023 during Christmas time. Mm-hmm. And, so I read a little bit about the stories and, you know, what that, you know, the hauntings and whatever. So I told them like a little bit about that stuff and they were so excited. They kept like moving things around and like, oh, mommy, I think that sailor like just moved your glass, you know, like they would try to like take my attention away and they're like move my napkin or something. Like, I think the dead sailor like moved your napkin. Or I was like, okay, sure. But the lights were flickering. So, okay, so when you go upstairs, like there's this like dining area, there's a fireplace, and then there is like a little room that's like you have to like go into. So it's like you come off of the dining area and then it's like very private. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think they saw that I had kids and nobody else there had kids. So they were like, all right, let me just stuff her in this room so nobody
fair.
Everybody else can dine in peace, which was really nice actually because it felt very private.
Yeah.
But there was, I don't know how to explain, like the vibes were just like insane in there. There was, the lights flickered a couple of times. I heard footsteps while we were in there.
Yep.
And I looked back and I was like, okay. Like, I literally thought the waiter came in to, like, you know, check on us. And I was like, I turned around, I'm like, okay, nothing's there. And then my kids were making jokes. I'm like, are you guys sure you're joking?
Don't think this is a joke anymore.
So I don't know. It was just a really, really cool place. And you can actually buy souvenirs from there. So I bought a little shot glass. But I cannot wait to go again. They do say that, you know, a lot of, like, celebrities went there back in the day. So it was, like, a meeting house. It was, you know. And apparently Dylan Thomas was one of them. I don't know.
Dylan Thomas?
I don't know.
Dylan Thomas. Let's see.
I have no idea who he is, but that's what I
read. Oh, a Welsh poet.
Oh, okay. Well, there we go.
We don't know who he is. Yeah.
Well, actually,
a Welsh poet from England.
Oh, okay. Okay. So maybe that was, okay. Yeah. I don't know. But that was something I read online. So it could be wrong because you don't believe everything you read online. However, the ghost that I did say haunt the place that are the most known, there's no identities on them. They could not identify like who they are. The only one that, you know, they think it's a sailor is the one that they have some information about him renting a room upstairs when it was actually a private residence. And that's the only one that they think. And then the older gentleman, you know, he's in colonial clothing. So they're just, you know.
Yeah. Could be anybody.
It makes sense that he could, you know, he was from the Revolutionary War times.
Yeah.
I mean, other than that, like, they don't know who the woman is or the little girl. Like, there's no information on them. So very, very old.
Crazy.
Yeah, being 350 years old, I mean,
that's
very old,
right?
Yeah, and I mean, it's very close to the water, so I can imagine, like, back in the day must have been, like, the first building, and then there's probably nothing else around, so...
Do they allow investigations? Like, do they do investigations there, or is it...
I don't know. They kind of, like...
Maybe the rooms.
It's like, a fancy place, I want to say.
Yeah, so probably not.
No, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if they would allow that, but...
The White Horse Bar in Connecticut?
Tavern. Oh, no, in Newport, Rhode Island.
Oh, Rhode Island. Okay.
That's the thing. Like, I was having so much trouble because there's so many White Horse Taverns. And,
there,
like,
are so many.
I started typing it in and it came up all over.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my gosh, I did not know this was so popular.
So cute, though.
Oh, it's beautiful. It looks like a big red barn.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. It's a big red barn.
Wow.
That is absolutely stunning. You can see how that looks haunted as shit in there. That's like, damn.
Especially when you walk in at nighttime. Like, it was nighttime. It was Christmas vibes. It was just like, oh my God. I was like, I'm in love with this place.
Look at the old rooms in there.
I wonder if that's the room that she was saying she stayed in. You show her.
I can't see very well, but it looks like that. Because it was like closed off. Like,
it looks just, right off. And it's like a private almost room. It looks,
Wow. Yeah,
that's amazing. It was like that. Well, another one to add to the list. I'm willing to fork out some money on food to go sit with the ghosties.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Sounds like a good time.
Yes.
All right. Do you want me to go next or me to go last?
You go next.
Okay. So, stumble over my words 5,000 times. This is not my favorite. Okay. So I picked the Oxford Saloon that is in Snohomish, Washington. So Snohomish is about 45 minutes to an hour from here. It's
gorgeous.
It's beautiful. Yeah, beautiful. Like lots of Native American history on the land.
I have to visit. Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, it's stunning area. Lots of like mountains and just beautiful, but not too far from us. Like
not too far at all.
Close enough to where we could take the kids to school and go there for lunch and then come back.
That's awesome. I love this type of place.
I'm suggesting, Megan. Okay. So the Oxford Saloon was built in 1890 and it is now 127 years old. Well, it's 127 years old. Is that math right? Or did I just write that down? And now I'm realizing that was probably not right. Anyways, it doesn't matter. Because that's not right.
134 years old.
134 years old is what I meant to say. It's 134 years old. And from 1890 to 1909, it was Blackman's Grocery Store. And then in 1910, it became the Oxford Saloon. And over the years, the saloon was often the scene of a lot of violence. That's because it is a saloon, but main areas of... Isn't it cute?
It looks like I am Googling it right now.
I'm Googling it.
It's like a literal saloon. I love it. It looks like an old Western.
Yeah, exactly. It was like a Western town.
Yeah.
So a lot of the activity happens around the basement, the men's card room, and the bar. There's said to be up to 10 very lively ghosts who actually haunt the bar.
They got onion rings.
Yeah, no, it's like bar food. It's like, no, we would go and get a cider in that. And then,
what are you doing tonight?
Seriously. I know, I was looking at the pictures of it.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
But there are three ghosts that seem to be the ones that everybody mainly sees, which, you know, that's typically how it happens. Mm-hmm. So the first one, there's a man in a bowler hat, and then there's two women. Okay. So when it was remodeled as a saloon, the owners added a small entryway right into the entrance so that they could have people go instead of just into the bar upstairs to what they turned into. Do you want to guess what they turned it into?
Is it a brothel?
What?
A brothel.
Is it a brothel?
They turned it into a brothel.
It's always a brothel.
And with that brothel came the headmistress, but she was a very prominent local businesswoman named Kathleen, and she rented out the rooms as offices, but she turned them. It was a brothel. She was a businesswoman. But she was a pimp. What do you call it?
Madame.
She was a madame. So unfortunately for Kathleen, her lifeless body was found decapitated in a clawfoot bathtub, having been murdered while taking a bath.
That's a bad day.
Uh-huh. To this day, there's no record of anyone ever being convicted or any description of what led to the crime. But the bathtub in which she died in is still on the premises. And according to some witnesses, does look like it has blood still in it.
Where is the bathtub?
On the second or on the top story.
So if we go, can we say?
I don't know. I know we can go in the basement. I don't know about up, but I'll get to that part.
Well, we pull our podcast card and I'm gonna get there in a minute. I'm certified.
I have a permit.
I'm
literally searching tickets to there on Expedia right now.
Yes. Joy's like, let's go right now.
Let's go. Just call for the next flight. You'll be here in the morning.
So people often report seeing an older woman dressed in a purple dress, purple dress with purple bows, and they believe that that is Kathleen.
Okay.
So another well-documented killing was that of a policeman named Henry. He was a regular at the Oxford, and they think he may have moonlighted as a bouncer. But there was a fight that he went to break up. People say that he was like a relatively good guy. There's mixed reports on this because maybe he was a good guy to the guys, but maybe not so much to the ladies. We're unsure. But one night during a fight, he attempted to break it up and he was knifed and died there. So stabbed and died. So Henry seems to be another one who stuck around. And he loves showing up and frightening people and continues to be a pervert to the ladies. Hangs around the stairs leading to the basement. But his favorite spot seems to be the ladies' restroom. Gross. Where women like sensing a being there, faucets turning on, being pinched. And
creepy.
People have reported seeing him there multiple times.
Sicko.
Right.
Even in the afterlife.
And they say that if it's often said that women will actually think he's real to the point where they will confront him, and that they confront him, he'll just disappear.
Can't handle it. So 21st century woman.
This is where it seems like the ghosts really show up in like full apparitions, like full there's a few reports of that here. So I call the land. There's something we should find out if they have a well.
Wow.
Is there a well in the basement?
Always a well. Should buy those tickets.
Yeah. Right?
The third woman that is often, or third ghost, but second woman that's often seen is Amelia. And she was said to be one of Kathleen's workers, the girls. And had been forced into prostitution. So she was either kidnapped or something happened. And so she was forced to live there and be a prostitute. And unfortunately, her body was found curled up in her closet in room 6 with a broken neck.
Oh.
So again, this was one that previous to investigations, no one actually knew how she died. Other than her body was found, they didn't know if it was like suicide. Well, they knew it was a broken neck, but they were unsure how she made it into the closet or, you know, a lot of questions. Yeah. And during a paranormal investigation in 2019 with a spirit box, voices picked up on an audio recording that seemed to indicate that she was pushed down the stairs and then placed back into the closet.
Oh,
dang. Wow. That's crazy.
And then during another investigation in 2005, they didn't end up picking up any like EVPs or anything in the room, but they were in the room. They asked a bunch of questions. They left. Then they came back a few hours later and all the furniture in the room had been rearranged. So,
oh my God.
She's not happy, I guess. So during this 2005 investigation, the manager gave the keys to the investigators who were, conducting it.
Give the keys to me.
Yeah. Right.
Give the keys to me.
And,
ladies come out. It's going to be a great time.
Struggling to open several of the rooms with the keys. Like they would put it in and they would just fall out onto the ground. Like someone had pulled it out. They could not like make the keys stay in and turn them on. And so finally they managed to get a couple of the rooms open, but during this, they were recording the whole time. They had like the sound, like the voice recording going to pick up EVPs. And when they listened back to it, they got a man mocking them and saying, "Oh, I dropped my keys," like mocking them, like as what they were doing.
I love that.
Again, they entered room 4 and tried talking to any of the spirits in there and later found a response of a strong male voice who they assume is Henry. But again, they said that there's multiple beings there that he said, "I am the one." And then on the second floor, they were followed by a voice that gave them a not so fond farewell saying, "You'll die."
Oh,
so
thank you.
Okay.
And then at the end of the investigation, one of the group members, the male lead investigator, went to the bathroom, and while he was relieving himself, he heard a man's voice whisper in his ear, "Get out." So he was like, "Okay, see you later. Oh, thank you." Surprise, he probably peed on the wall or something. Like,
right?
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Anyways, so the owner of the bar, Brian Swanson. Now, this is back in like 2000. I didn't confirm who owns it now because I'm not as good at investigating or looking things up as Meg does, obviously.
Yeah.
But at the time that you know, he was the owner, and Brian Swanson shares an experience where he says, as recent as a month ago, I was here at about 2 o'clock in the morning and I had a band member just finishing up and packing her stuff. She didn't know the place was haunted. So that's going to go well. A lot of our musicians don't. And she was like, hey, Brian, I'm going to go wash my hands. And can you get my check for me? She runs downstairs and was there for about 10 minutes. She comes laughing up the stairs and I'm like, is everything all right? She says, yeah, you have the nicest bartender downstairs. He told me the whole history of the building about Henry and Kathleen. And I'm like, and then he goes, and I'm like, sweetie, I'm the only one here.
Oh my gosh.
I would love to have an experience.
Instantly
like that.
Pauses, I turns light, walks over, picks up her guitar, and walks out. She didn't want her check, and I've been trying to call her. She doesn't want anything to do with us.
I need to go ASAP.
Like,
how long are we going is to this flight?
So
that's a crazy place.
Like, let's get the kids back in school and go.
So
it's a 6-hour flight to you guys. Oh my god, I did not realize how far that
is. Yeah, we're far. It's a decent flight to us.
That's not that bad. About 5.5. Okay. Here and about 4.5 there,
yeah. Back depending on the tailwinds you get.
You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take an Ambien.
You'll be good.
Yeah.
But so there's also a paranormal doll that refuses to leave the property no matter what. They've allegedly removed it several times and it will reappear.
Okay, dolls are the one thing that's kind of like
a
bugaboo to me are dolls, haunted dolls. Like,
that's Annabelle right there. No, thank you.
Yeah.
My mother-in-law will message me, hey, I got this haunted doll. I'm like, no.
They creep me out.
I'm not into the dolls. I don't fuck with that. If something's taking on it, being inside of a thing, no.
Yeah.
Like, so, you can stay there. I'll go see you, but don't come back with me.
Right. So
they used to let people come in and investigate, and they have since stopped doing that because after multiple events led to people getting hurt. So they no longer allow investigations. And that I didn't dig into that, but take that with what you will. But I don't know. I assume that's like,
go take a look around.
I know it's like a three story building at least. I want to say it's like basement, second floor, third floor. Mm-hmm. Third floor brothel, second floor is the main saloon, and I think the bottom is the bathroom and the card room.
Oh, wow.
Basement area.
For sure, going to the basement.
But if you want to go and enjoy a meal, you're allowed to go into that to the lower basement area, and then on TripAdvisor, there's multiple people posting pictures that they've captured of like ghost-like entities and
I know, it's like Google
that like having their experience at the place.
Oh,
so they at the Oxford Saloon. So
I want to go there.
I know. That was a good one. Huh?
I'm writing an episode on Haunted Washington, and that was one of the first places that came up.
So you should probably research it and then retell what I just told.
Maybe we should just go there.
Because we'll probably get a way better story and background than what I did, but mine was the brief one. But
I like it. That was great.
That was good, though.
And they've got this, they have so many, old pictures.
I'm sorry, they have a mannequin on the ceiling?
And they have a mannequin on the ceiling?
I wonder if that's the doll that's haunted. I don't know. I didn't look at which one it was.
Can you imagine? That's really big to have haunted right there.
I'd be scared.
Me too.
If I saw that thing.
Well, we are going to go now, because I'm determined to go sometime in the next, month, especially right near
If I didn't have to fly so far, I would go.
The doll's in a glass case.
Oh,
of course it's in a case.
Oh my god.
That's how you know it's good.
Exactly.
Right? And it still managed to get out. God. And come back.
That's insane.
Oh, there's a book you can get called Haunted Snohomish. Maybe I need to order that book.
Okay, that was another thing. There's a lot of haunted stuff in Snohomish. And so we have a theory.
Wow.
Well, we have a few theories or things that we talk about a lot. A lot of time it has to do with whatever rock is under the land that you're specifically on. Some seems to absorb the energy or keep
The Stanley sits above the port.
So I think Snohomish, because of where it is, seems to attract a lot. Like, this area seems to attract a lot of the ghosties. But hang on. I want to see. Here's TripAdvisor.
I mean, there's
a ton
of books on haunted history of Snohomish.
No. Okay. It was one of the first reviews. Haunted. Well, this is July 2021. It says, I stopped in for lunch with my daughters in early July. We had heard this place was haunted. Upon checking out the photos are checking my photos in the basement. Do you see the white hooded caped figure? Worth a visit. Food is good. Wait staff is very friendly. Could be, but I'm down for it. You guys probably can't see. It's like right over here in the corner, like right there.
Ooh, I just see like the shadow of it.
Yeah. Just so like the story picture, it's hard to see, but like, you know, yeah. I'd definitely be, oh yeah, they have like a knight hanging from the ceiling. Oh, this place looks like a real fun time.
I want to go. Hell yeah.
I want to go too.
For sure.
When I was looking up Haunted Snohomish, Haunted Leavenworth came up, and Leavenworth is like one of my favorite. It's a Bavarian town. Like it's very touristy. Like everything's German. Now I want to go.
It's like 3 hours from us.
It like looks like you're in the Swiss Alps or like the German Alps, but.
Oh, that would be cool.
Okay. We really have to.
I know. We need to do a swap where we go there. You guys come here. Uh-huh. We'll make it work eventually. Yeah. Okay. I swear.
Definitely have to do a Stanley too, though, because that's like.
Yeah, we should play like a whole list. Maybe like a Thursday to Monday.
Right? Yeah, we really
like
do.
A whole thing.
If we come, we have to go to Stanley, though. The only thing is we're going to Austin, Texas in December. But, well, what's the best? So, like, does it get, like, really, really, really cold in the winter months?
No. Guess what?
Okay.
Here? It snows maybe once a year.
Oh yeah.
Maybe.
I forget. You guys are like in the, I'm like, yeah, it's cold. No, it's very wet, but it's very wet. Very wet. Like just overcast and wet all the time. Like drizzly.
Okay. So maybe sad. We can come like in March.
It's not bad. It's cozy.
It's sad.
It's cozy.
Sad.
Think of the movie Twilight.
Twilight.
Yes.
And
yes.
That's what it's like all the time.
Yes. As they say online, it goes, it's da 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 season.
Oh my gosh. I love it.
I
think the best time to come here is in summer just because it is like a mild summer and it's very pretty, but I do also love it in the fall. But you just have to be, if it's like a nice fall day, it's stunning.
It's
like
perfect.
Yeah, but
like a good October day here is absolutely perfect.
Basically like November through June is just miserable and wet. But also if you're prepared for that, like I mean that's what it is here. So but it's wet. You have to love the rain.
Wet.
I do love it, but I, you know, whatever.
Yeah, like a nice crisp
I love weather.
Crisp weather.
Crisp weather.
It's crisp.
My God. But we have to plan it out. But yeah, I know you're next, so I don't want to. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I forgot I was going to be honest. Oh my God, I got so into the last bars. Okay, well,
sorry, I just have to show. Look how pretty that is. It's in Boston.
Downtown Boston, the Union Oyster House.
I love an oyster house.
Wait, what is it called?
The Union Oyster House.
Union Oyster House. I want to see a picture of it. I want a visual.
So this is America's oldest restaurant. So from the 18th century, 1826 to be exact. So a little history of the house before it was called the Oyster House. Mm-hmm. So before housing the famous seafood restaurant, the brick four-story house operated as a dry goods shop. A scientist and Boston official, Hope Still Capon,
what's the name?
Hope Still Capon.
Hope Still.
Listen.
Huh. Keep your hope still, girl. Okay, sorry.
Oh, my God. Yeah, really. Settle down over there.
Right? He was the shopkeeper at the time and the artisan responsible for making the fancy garments. Mm-hmm. So during the time, the Boston waterfront came up to the back door of the establishment, allowing Capon to conveniently receive, like, fabrics and, like, other dressmaking materials right to the door. So besides that, that's kind of how it started, where it came from. But the site of the ghostly colonial era apparitions and strange sightings, you'll see it all here. It's a really old building. We went inside of it and it was like, just like, totally like back in the day definition of the 18th century.
Yeah. Like upstairs too. It's like, I love how they always keep the upstairs for like the hauntings and then the downstairs. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like because they always like, where the bar is, like, they'll, like, update the stuff, but then upstairs they were able to keep it like it was,
Fun fact, they have really good clam chowder if anyone likes clam chowder.
I love clam chowder.
I love clam chowder.
So one of the reasons why this place is also kind of famous or well-known is because John F. Kennedy used to go there, And he actually has his own booth now. So if you go there in the upstairs level, you're able to sit down in the place where he sat. Exactly.
Yeah.
They do say that he comes to haunt the place, or like he comes in and out just because it was one of his like favorite restaurants to be at. So that's kind of a rumor that goes on right now. But one of the stories that I found interesting was kind of a personal one, I guess, to the restaurant itself. And it's the ghost of Chef Henry. So the Union Oyster House has witnessed, you know, its fair share of misfortune, unfortunately, from the Boston Massacre to the Boston Tea Party.
Oh, shit.
I was going to say,
there's a lot of shit there.
Right?
Yeah.
So this was in an interview, so I found it online. So during an interview with the Union Oyster House manager, Sue, they stated that the restaurant is haunted by their former coworker. So when Sue first began serving at the establishment, she worked with a chef named Henry, who switched positions a few years later. So the night he passed away, his ghost was actually witnessed by the current Oyster House chef while he was like wrapping up his nightly shift. Mm-hmm. And the chef let Sue know what he had seen, and she immediately understood that her old friend had passed away. So literally the night that he passed, they had seen him, which is honestly sad.
That's crazy.
So to this day, lights will like mysteriously flicker, like he'll appear here and there. Electronics will malfunction. So the explanation is only Henry. So that's kind of like a little misfortunate event that happened to them. But overall, it's like you'll see there's this like lady that comes in here and there in the upstairs level, second floor, in like her colonial like big dress.
She stares out the window.
Oh. Like with
her. What was it, Prince Charles that she looked?
I think it was. I couldn't find the story online. I don't know where the story went, but
because the guy told us about the story.
Yeah, we had this guy that one night. This is for my 21st birthday. I did like a ghost tour for my 21st birthday.
Fun though.
We went bar hopping in Boston. We
went to bars.
Yeah.
I
love that.
Right? So she apparently, she's rumored to stand like in one of the windows looking for her like long lost lover. And people say that they see her from like the streets just looking out. Yeah.
She was the wife of, I forget the story. I think it was Prince Charles. I forget the name now, but I think it was like, and she used to wait there, and I think that's where he hid her back in the day.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So he hid her, and then she's sitting there waiting for him. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
And he never came.
They never come back.
Assholes.
He ghosted her, exactly. Oh my God.
Like, literally ghosted her. That was
literally. That's messed up.
That just looks quintessential Boston.
Okay, that just makes me want to go. Like, it is like, so freaking
that is Boston.
Beautiful.
So
yeah.
Cute, right? I know.
Literally really central good Boston. Oyster, so. Yeah.
I love like Boston. I want to go back. I love Boston so bad.
I've been to Boston. I was young, but I'll go.
I love
Boston.
It's so
a really fun city.
We'll have to come visit you guys because I really want to go to Seattle. And
I mean, it's a good time.
Do a Seattle weekend, just a haunted Seattle weekend, and then we'll do a haunted Boston weekend.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my God, how fun would that be? Ooh,
so there's haunted bars there.
And now we know.
I mean, haunted Boston includes Salem because obviously.
If we're going, we're doing that.
Yes, there's 100%. Yeah, there's no New England.
They're like
trip
right by
Salem.
Each other, so it's like hit Boston.
They're
and we
very
hit Salem.
Close. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, for sure. Ooh, I'm so excited. We'll have to do it. We cannot wait another year, though, because I cannot believe it's been a year.
But I think it's wild that it has been a whole year, because none of us feel like it's... I thought it was like 6 months ago, but it's definitely not been 6 months. It's
exactly.
been a
year.
We just got to plan it and make it happen.
Yes. Once
we book it, it'll happen.
Exactly.
But then we got to decide what we're doing first. If we're going to them, I feel like we need to go over there to them.
Go to. Oh, I mean, you don't have to ask me many times.
I know. It's just finding time.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm sure
my mother-in-law will come down and bring the whole paranormal investigation element to it.
Oh, she would love it. That would be so much fun.
Awesome. Oh my gosh, that'd be so awesome.
I mean, she would find a place for us to investigate all together. That would be so fun.
We should go to the Conjuring House.
Yay.
We drive by all the time. So
30 minutes away.
We're like 30-minute drive.
Yeah. That's it.
Well, shit.
Have you spent the night? I know you've been there, but have you spent the night?
We did. No, we have not spent the night. I got so sick last time we were there. I needed to
leave. She had like a migraine. Like, we're like,
I felt like I'd throw up. I was like, I can't breathe. I'm like, guys, I need to leave. Like, I
think it was right after you went to the basement, too. That's when it started.
Yeah. Well, I went upstairs and it was like, oh, you can let your guard down. Like, I was literally like, I had my guard up the whole time. And then we went upstairs. And I just got this like overwhelming like sense of like love and like safety and welcomed. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I'm fine. And it was like, let your guard down. And I just like let my guard
that
down.
That just sounds like an eerie, like, come on in vibe.
Yeah. You know? And then I let my guard down. I was like, oh, no. And then I started to get sick.
Immediately regret that decision.
Yeah.
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 We could definitely try The Conjuring too.
Yeah.
I will.
I know. Yeah. I know you don't. I know.
No, I'll do it. I just don't want, I don't think I want to spend the night there.
We don't have to
spend
the night. Yeah, I don't.
And I know people
say it. No, I would love to see it. Yeah. I'm down. It's like, I'll go to them. I just, spending the night where I'm trapped there, if I'm like, nope, give me the hell out.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Right? No.
And the whole going to the bathroom on your own thing.
Yeah. Meg won't go with me into the bathroom.
I will.
And so she'll make me go pee by myself. And apparently there's like a double mirror situation in there. Where mirrors face each other, and it's like a mirror faces you while you're peeing, but then it also faces one. But that's like a portal.
But I don't want to go into the bathroom. If you're turned away, you're facing the mirror, which is looking right at me as I'm peeing.
No, I'll face the corner. I'll stand in the shower. I don't know, man, but I don't want to go by myself. Just get earmuffs so you don't have to listen to me peeing. But like, I don't want to go by myself. I won't make you hold my hand. Oh. Just don't make me be in there alone.
Oh my god!
No, I hadn't thought of that. Can you imagine like a night? Oh no!
I'm holding it. I don't care. My kidneys are gonna hate me.
Seriously,
for one night,
no way.
I don't have that ability. After four kids, if I gotta pee, I gotta pee.
Same.
Yeah, she doesn't know good.
Right.
Not good.
My bad.
We're too many kids deep over here. Right. Yeah. Well, you guys, thank you so much for coming on with us again.
Thank
this
you.
Was so much fun.
Thank you, guys.
Yes.
This was so fun to do.
I love it.
And let's hopefully see each other before a year or two. So definitely. That'll be really nice to meet in person.
We'll manifest that stuff.
Manifesting it. I'm going to put it on my vision board.
We can make it.
We'll make it work.
Yeah, we have multiple children, but we have spare rooms. Well, you guys are more than welcome. We'll figure it out.
Oh, thank you.
We'll figure it out.
All right, let's
do a quick. Have a good night.
All right, you guys too. Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect.
Sounds perfect.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.